You're listening to KCBX News on NPR One. I'm Bree Zender. KPRL is a small AM radio station in Paso Robles. They pride themselves in broadcasting news, talk, and sports across the northern part of San Luis Obispo County. And for about 50 years, KPRL broadcast football games for the Paso Robles High School Bearcats.
There's something about a high school football game that, you know, involves a lot of people in the community. And radio is part of that whole production.
That's Dick Mason. He's the news director at KPRL. And over the summer, he received a new contract from the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District.
This is the five-page contract, and I highlighted a couple things here. One, that radio stations would have to pay the school district $100 per game to broadcast the Bearcat football game.
This didn't sit well with Mason. He says the station never had to pay to broadcast any games in the decades they've been airing Bearcat games.
You know, one person commented, this is not the Olympics. This is high school football. It's not really a money-making thing. You know, if a station breaks even on this, then, you know, they feel good about it. It's a way to connect with the community.
Paso Robles District Superintendent Chris Williams says the new contract came about because in the past 2 years, two stations, KPRL and KJUG, broadcast the games. And they both wanted space in the broadcast booth atop the grandstands.
The opportunity was to have guaranteed rights to that booth during the football season.
Williams says the contract gives the district a chance to ensure stations have insurance. And it would give the district a way to involve students in the broadcasting of the games. Williams also questions whether or not the stations that did broadcast actually make profits on the games.
Actually, although I don't speak for KPRL, there are numerous rates that charge to advertise that goes directly to the radio station and not to the district. Do you have any comment on that? Or
Dave Gorin is the executive director of the National Sports Media Association. He says guaranteed rights for broadcasting booths is not common for high school sports.
For major college and professional, there are usually rights fees associated with broadcasting games, so that would be very common. Extremely rare on the high school level, with the exception being occasionally tournaments or championship games.
Gorin says most high schools should be thankful for the coverage.
High schools do not typically get regular coverage and certainly don't get it to the extent that major colleges and professionals do.
As of this school year, both KPRL and KJUG have stopped broadcasting Bearcat football games. They've both moved on to broadcasting other local high school football games. The Voice of Paso, an internet-only radio station in Paso Robles, agreed to the terms of the new contract. In an email to KCBX, Steve Martin from The Voice of Paso says he saw KPRL's announcement on Facebook it would no longer be airing the games, so he contacted District Superintendent Williams about the possibility of carrying them on The Voice of Paso. Martin says The Voice of Paso agreed to the payment because it seemed reasonable, and he was confident he could find advertisers to cover the cost the district now charges for the broadcast booth. The Bearcats' next game is on Friday against the Sierra Canyon High School Trailblazers. The Voice of Paso will broadcast the away game from Chatsworth at its website, voiceofpaso.com. Bree Zender, KCBX News.